You're listening to
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Eli James here. Of course, this is White Alliance USA, and today we're going to be covering Jade Helm. We're going to be doing a series on Jade Helm, and of course, the start date for Jade Helm is in a couple of days, July 15th, today being July 13th. Welcome to the All Nationalist Network. And I'm trying to get up this article that I want to quote from, and finally got it up here. Citizen surveillance teams to keep an eye on Jade Helm. And this is, the fact is that the mainstream media, that is the kosher press, has not been saying anything at all about Jade Helm, which is the largest military training exercise within the U.S. borders in history. And so the states where this exercise is reportedly going to take place, such as Texas and Utah and I guess all the way to California, these states' citizens are getting alarmed as to why the military should be staging exercises in America when, you know, our enemies are overseas. Our enemies are not Americans. Actually, the enemies of America are in the White House and at the ADL and at B'nai B'rith, et cetera, et cetera. These are the true enemies of America. But since these enemies of America control the White House and control the Congress and control the media, the mass media, kosher press, is not reporting anything about this. So here is an article from the Houston Chronicle. This is, the website is the www.star-telegram.com. And this is an article written by Dylan Badur, B-A-D-D-O-U-R. And it has a photograph of Bastrop, Texas. Bastrop is one of three Texas towns where the military exercise Jade Helm will take place. And when the troops, Mr. Badur says, when the troops land in Texas for Operation Jade Helm next week, someone will be waiting for them. Hundreds of people have organized a counter Jade Helm surveillance operation across the southwestern states in an effort to keep an eye on the contentious military drill that sparked many suspicious of Uncle Sam's intentions. Of course, the mere occupation by the military of any U.S. town or even residence is an absolute violation of posse comitatus. Posse comitatus is a law that was passed after the War of 1812, and it forbids military occupation, U.S. military occupation of any town or residence in America. Absolutely forbids it. So Jade Helm is going to be a total violation, unconstitutional, treasonous operation. The article continues. Eric Johnston, a 51-year-old retired firefighter and sheriff's deputy who lives in Kerrville, K-E-R-R-V-I-L-L-E, is a surveillance team leader in Texas. He'll coordinate three groups of volunteers, about 20 people in all, who hope to monitor the SEALs, Green Berets, and Air Force special ops in Bastrop, Big Spring, and Junction when Jade Helm kicks off Wednesday. With media prohibited at the drills, well, we're going to have, obviously, citizens with cell phones and with cameras, because we do live in a world the information age has progressed beyond newspapers and juicepapers and juice media. So we're going to have people on the ground with their cell phone photographs and movie cameras that we can project to the world over the internet, and we intend to do that. Right here at Wired Alliance USA and Eurofolk Radio, All Nationalist Network, and all of the other alternative media, the truly patriotic media, we're going to be keeping our eyes on Jade Helm. And we're going to have a microscope focused on Jade Helm and to see if there's any illegal anti-American or anti-citizen activity by the stormtroopers of Jade Helm. Again, with media prohibited at the drills, the volunteers could be a main source of information for the highly anticipated seven-state exercise. But we already know that some of the Walmarts that have been outfitted for Jade Helm, some of them are in Florida, which is not one of the states named. So I have a feeling that Jade Helm, they're not telling us the whole truth, of course. Since when has the government ever told us the whole truth about anything? Especially in the modern era when the Jews, since the Jews have taken over our country in 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank. America has been a Jew-occupied country ever since 1913. Continuing here, but locations more precise than the towns around which troops will drill remain unknown. For the citizen surveillance operation, therein lies the first challenge. Quote, if a team member sees two Humvees full of soldiers driving through town, they're going to follow them, Johnston said, and they're going to radio back their ultimate location. They aren't worried about martial law, he said, but feel like they can't trust the government and want to make sure the military isn't under orders to pull anything funny. Now, this is very encouraging, folks, that Texans, you know, the old saying, their slogan, don't mess with Texas. Texans and true patriots all over the country are going to keep a very close watch on Jade Helm to make sure that these stormtroopers aren't attacking American citizens and that they aren't trying to confiscate the guns of law-abiding citizens. That's what everybody's afraid of. And if that happens, then you can kiss the Constitution goodbye. It's going to be civil war all over again. But let's continue. The Texas Volunteers are just one regiment of a national effort organized by 44-year-old former Marine Pete Lanteri, a New Yorker living in Arizona with plenty of experience on civilian border patrols. He founded the Counter Jade Helm Facebook page, which has 6,000 members, and he set up the webpage and forum to which field reports will be uploaded. So note that the Jade Helm Facebook page, if you're interested, just go there. Quote, we're going to be watching what they do in the public, he said. Obviously, on a military base, they can do whatever they want, but if they're going to train on public land, we have a right as American citizens to watch what they're doing. He said the volunteer force includes about 200 people, with the largest group in Arizona. Many former military and law enforcement have joined. This is another encouraging sign that, you know, military veterans and police veterans understand. They understand full well that the military is not supposed to occupy civilian areas, whether public or private. Lanteri will coordinate the whole seven-state operation from his home in Phoenix, where each field report will be received. Others, like Johnston, will lead the efforts in each state, and others will oversee the operations in each town where Jade Helm will take place. Now, of course, they're not telling us everything. It's just named three towns in Texas, and they could be all over Texas for all we know. We'll find out. We'll find out if the media, well, it's not important. The mainstream media, the kosher press, is going by the wayside. We are the press now, thanks to the information age and cell phones and social media. We are now the new press, and the Jews can go to hell because nobody's believing their lies anymore. and nobody's going to accept their version of Jade Helm. And they haven't even given us a version of it yet, because they don't want the vast, you know, they want Americans to know. Only us conspiracy nuts, us right-wing kooks, have any idea that Jade Helm is getting ready to take place. Patriots, in other words. Only the Patriot movement knows what's getting ready to happen. So these Patriots are going to keep an eye on these government stormtroopers. Johnston said there's a strict no-camouflage policy to avoid the appearance of a more radical group, and they will all be unarmed. With binoculars and spotting scopes, they'll record troop numbers, uniforms, and activities. One of Johnston's men, a licensed pilot, even plans on making surveillance flights with his personal aircraft. I sure hope he doesn't get shot down. Remember Obama and his drones? I suspect Jade Helm will employ drones as well. They'll relay all reports to the headquarters in Arizona. There, Letary said, an intelligence staff, some of whom are former Army intelligence workers, will review and verify information before posting it publicly on their website. We just want to see what they're doing and make that information public, Johnston said. Heading, similar to Abbott-ordered action. That work seems similar to the task Texas Governor Greg Abbott gave the Texas State Guard, one of the three branches of the state-owned Texas military forces, in April when he ordered them to monitor the federal troops in Jade Helm. However, the Texas military forces won't share the details of their orders. In response to a query, a spokesman said, "We are unable to speak about ongoing operations." So there could be a head-to-head confrontation here between Texas and the federal army, the federal forces. Remember this, and this is not unprecedented. When the Jew, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and another Jew, who was the head of the Supreme Court, the same Supreme Court, the same that instituted the Warren Commission to cover up the assassination of John F. Kennedy, that is Earl Warren. Earl Warren, an actual rabbi. Of course, neither Dwight D. Eisenhower nor Earl Warren fessed up to the American people that they were Jews, subversive Jews, trying to destroy America. They're the ones who imposed segregation on schools in the South. And under Eisenhower and under Earl Warren, federal troops invaded the South and at gunpoint forced the schools of Louisiana, Texas, but Louisiana, Alabama, and Georgia, military. Federal troops forced the schools to be integrated. So this was a federal invasion, a total violation of posse comitatus. Of course, the Jews knew by the mid-1950s, the Jews had already taken control of all newspapers. So there was no uproar about this violation of posse comitatus. But the Jews again got their way because they control this country. So he continues by saying, in April, when he ordered them to monitor the federal troops in Jade Helm, that is Greg Abbott, Texas governor, but they're not sharing exactly what they're going to be doing, which is probably the wise thing. They don't want the feds to know what they're doing either. Abbott called up the guard after Texans flooded his office with fearful questions and comments about the impending exercise. Most thought Jade Helm was a front for a federal invasion and institution of martial law. Those comments mirrored theories about the drill that circulated online, some of which incorporated suspicions of shuttered Walmarts turned death camps, giant underground tunnels, and century-old global conspiracies, about the Jews, of course. Those notions drew chuckles from across the country and eventually landed Jade Helm in the national headlines. Well, it took us right-wing kooks to get Jade Helm in the national headlines. Of course, the Jews would have kept it quiet had we not protested. And even there, all you're hearing about Jade Helm in the mainstream press is chuckles. Okay, they're not taking it seriously. So this means we better take it seriously. But the organizers insist that the radically conspiracy minded have been filtered from the surveillance volunteers. I doubt it. And no one among their group fears the imminent opening of concentration camps. I doubt that, too. It's just a public relations statement. Lanteri said he struggles to keep that block off his Facebook page. Well, obviously, you know, if he's trying to organize a serious watchdog group, he's got to keep control of it. And anybody, you know, he doesn't know would be risky. In any case, he says, once I saw the freaking nut jobs coming out of the woodwork, I was spending half my day discrediting what they were posting. He said, no nut jobs will be put in the field. Well, I have a feeling that the nut jobs are right, and that we share, obviously the nut jobs can share his concerns and the concerns of these ex-military and ex-police people that Jade Helm is going to be a violation of the Constitution, and of course a violation of posse comitatus. So now I'm going to play. This is on YouTube. It is entitled Jade Helm, The Hardcore Truth Finally Explained. And I will pause this recording as needed to comment. Here we go. And this is a Steinhardt Media 7 Productions. But the title is Jade Helm, The Hardcore Truth Finally Explained. You can find this. Just type that title in, and I'm sure this video will pop up for you. Here we go. Audio portions courtesy Caravan to Midnight.
Early back in March, everybody was reporting on it, and I started doing some digging on it, and that's when I started coming across the making the connection between the Jade and the Jade Helm, and the Jade, or Jade 2, being an AI software system.
Artificial intelligence software system.
Basically, the J2 system is an AI quantum computing technology that has the ability to use vast amounts of data that's being collected on the human domain, that's us, to generate a human terrain system, which they talk about in that PDF. Okay.
In other words, they're spying on us. They're totally spying on us, and they're using this spy information to gather data to, surveil us, for one, but to assess our resistance to the global police state or Obama's police state.
In geographic locations, in order to identify, eliminate targets, insurgents, rebels, or whatever labels that can be flagged as targets on a global information grid.
If you believe in the Constitution, you're a terrorist. If you believe in the Constitution and the Bible, you're twice a terrorist.
In a network-centric warfare environment.
Well, it sounds like it's not just a war on the American people. You know, we spoke recently with John W. Whitehead, the founder of the Rutherford Institute. And he has a new book out called Battlefield America. The war on the American people. And this sounds like a war on the...
Battlefield America, The War on the American People by John W. Whitehead, with a foreword by Ron Paul.
People of Earth, because I'm sure we're not the only ones that are going to be using these this artificial intelligence, these algorithms and so forth. I'm sure that's what they are, because everything changes over time on the battlefield, virtual or otherwise. So, I mean, is that your sense? Is everybody on Earth in the crosshairs here? I'm thinking maybe they are.
Well, with respect to the J2 exercise, it's kind of being hyped and pumped up out there as an invasion or an occupation of a section of America. At the very least, it's the largest type of RMT ever conducted. on American soil anywhere, ever. So to that aspect of it, I believe the concerns are real. However, I think there is another aspect to this program that's running in the background, this exercise, I should say, that's running in the background that not too many people are aware of, and that is probably by design.
All right, now she's going to start talking about the computerized, mechanized nature of Jade Helm, and you might find this very strange.
And what are we thinking this thing is that's running in the background?
Well, in short, the software that they've developed, this Jade 2, it's technology that will not be battles directed by generals and military commanders, but by a computer.
All right. I think you heard that. The military commanders are out of the loop. The operation is going to be run by computer, or so they say.
Right. The Jade 2 system is a network-centric, software-based AI program at the helm.
At the helm.
Very
interesting. The control center.
Yeah.
Where might that
now,
be?
How did you come to that conclusion without giving away the, you know...
In anything? Hell? Jade Hell?
I read it in papers that... Let me go back. This isn't actually my conclusion. I mean, everything that I'm going to be discussing with you here today is in the documents. And before we get into some of the specifics that this system is able to do and will be doing, I just want to say that the information that I have found on the net that we will be discussing has been highly sanitized.
Well,
I believe. It's been, because there's things that are not there that should be there when you're talking about a technical system like this that just they weren't available in the papers.
Well, just take us where you want to go.
All right. Well, why don't we start talking about what the Jade 2 system is capable of, and we can go down this, and I hope this isn't too boring, but you can...
I'm not boring at all.
I'm thinking it won't be.
Okay.
Don't let that be a concern.
All right. This system uses vast sums of information collected on individuals, groups, population-centric regions, and large...
And we know that the two corporations doing the spying on the American people are Israeli companies.
Graphic. Areas and or countries. It then dumps all that information into a module called an HTA, which is a human terrain analysis tool, which then analyzes the data to develop an HTS, or human terrain system. Once the human terrain system is established, it determines, and this is going to start to get really hairy, okay? It determines behavioral parameters for norms of individuals, groups, population-centric areas, etc.
So they're gathering data on us to determine our relative controllability, right? Whether we will resist a police state or not.
The establishment of these formulated parameters is known as the human domain, which we've all been hearing about out there in the media and on the blogospheres and everything. It can then identify, extract, or eliminate perceived threats or targets.
Ooh, eliminate
from these norms.
Perceived threats. That sounds like Patriots to me.
Okay.
Okay. Jade can also examine the human terrain system over time with the use of thousands of remote sensors, both audio and visual.
See, it's fascinating how the technological world, run by the Jews, owned by the Jews, refers to us as human domain. It's not people, it's not persons, it's not citizens. And remember, you know, this type of language was invented by the Bolsheviks when they, instead of calling it genocide or ethnic cleansing, They called it liquidation. They liquidated 66 million white Christian Russians during the Bolshevik coup.
As well as real-time communication monitoring and other types of HTA tools to change or rewrite its program parameters in a particular human domain. This new information or program template, as well as any other previous program scenarios, is then stored in its Prodigy module, which is actually the battle planning suggestion.
This is nothing but technical-sounding language disguising their intentions, which are to establish a police state.
Module, and it can be retrieved at any time for any intended purpose. Now, as this is a knowledge-based or data-driven mixed initiative or military/civilian application, it's able to generate complex deployment and battle plans in seconds versus hours, days, or weeks. It can create...
using drones, using all kinds of very mobile vehicles. What's to rule out jet planes as part of Jade Helm? Okay, they can use anything they want against the American people.
Holographic battlefield simulations on the fly. The deployment or battle planning with this system starts with the receipt of a mission statement, which is then run through a CBR or case-based reasoning module to produce an ACOA or an adaptive course of action. The word adaptive.
Adaptive course of action. I mean, this is just gobbledygook designed to sound official to distract us from the fact that these stormtroopers are getting ready to invade your neighborhood.
Is key. What's it adaptive to? It adapts itself to the changing human domain, us. It adapts its plans based on changing terrain of human activity. What are some of the elements that are classified?
How can they possibly do this without total surveillance? Folks, Jade Helm presupposes a total surveillance society. Big Brother, Orwell's Big Brother, total dictatorship.
Classified as human activity. Okay, your communications, your financial transactions, your travel patterns, habits, behavioral patterns, emotions. Yes, this system can read and measure human emotion and social media content. Okay, the one paper goes on to say that activity can change rapidly in a crisis event or warfare scenario, and it's able to change or rewrite its own COA or course of action on the fly. The system is aware. It has total awareness, even in a rapidly changing environment.
Hold your place there. Let me ask you something. Where's the central input point for this data that results in these solutions? Solution calculations.
From what I can ascertain, there is no central data input point. What I've been able to glean from all these papers and that is that these huge data dump centers, like the one in Bluffdale and many, many other ones, are connected into this global information grid. So if you...
Of course, they're not going to reveal the central computer. We've known for a long time that in Brussels, Belgium, the largest computer in the world has been running. It's referred to by those people as the Beast. And, of course, they've probably got several other such coordinated computer centers today and, and probably in every country. So they're not going to reveal to us where these are located.
You want to look at it from that perspective, the global information grid would be the central point on the network system.
It takes me a minute to get my mind around these things, but I'm with you. Keep rolling.
Okay. Now, FORMAT, which is the force management module for this system, was developed by the MITRE Corporation, and it's used to support knowledge acquisition. Okay, that's data collection. That's what the NSA is performing on everyone, not just identified threats, but everyone. Why? Because the government now perceives the American people, I believe, as its greatest threat, and it will use a computer-driven military to clamp us down. Patriots will be classified as terrorists, and the true terrorists, the U.S. puppet government we have out there, who receives its directives and agendas from the ruling elite, they'll be deemed patriots to be protected at all costs.
Makes sense.
Okay, the third module in this system is known as Parca. It's able to handle extremely complex structured queries against large knowledge bases or large databases, data dumps. Have you ever wondered why, or has anybody ever asked the question, why the NSA is telling everyone they're only collecting metadata or meta tags?
I don't even fully understand what those things are. But look, if you'll define them and then ask mm-hmm. that question again, it'll be easier for us to track with you.
Okay. Meta tags or metadata contain virtually no information or data in and of themselves. Meta tags or metadata only have value if they're indexed to a much larger information source or file in these immense databases. So, you know, this is, you know, in my humble opinion, this is just another example of deception through misdirection. Oh, we're just collecting, you know, your phone numbers, you're passing by, and we're not keeping any of your emails or your text messages or anything like that. Well, if you look at how this system is structured, that's the critical data the system needs. It doesn't need, it can't work off metadata tags and metadata. I mean, they're virtually empty data. Until they're indexed to something, or something is indexed to them.
So the metadata would be categories, and they keep a bunch of categories, and then the specific data is restored in the categories.
Good Lord. Go ahead, keep going. I'm with you.
Okay. J2 is, and hold on to your seat for this one, it's a self-reactive, self-adapted, self-modeling program for predictive force deployment. In other words, it can predict conflicts before they occur and react in a preemptive manner.
And they can stage these conflicts anytime they please.
It thinks in the present, but it can predict future events or human activity. And these conflicts are not confined to a warfare scenario either. Excuse me. The predict and preempt capabilities can also be applied to scenarios of social unrest. And that's not just my opinion. That's stated right in the reports and the papers.
All right.
On this software.
Okay.
So let's look at some of the other key functionality or capabilities of this system. And right now we're just talking about the Jade system because that's what everybody's concerned about right now, Jade Helm. It can make high-level trade determinations. It makes decisions regarding casualties and targets in line with the overall mission objective. Okay. It is a total command. It has total command and control in an information-intensive society. Now, from a military standpoint, the term command is more or less a legal or a behavioral standard of actions performed or not performed by military officers to which they can later be held accountable. The Jade system displaces that standard from individual commanders and places it on itself.
Onto a computer. So nobody has any responsibility. Of course, nobody takes responsibility in government anymore anyhow. But this takes plausible denial to its ultimate extreme. You just blame the computer.
Totally. total command and control of all information over land, sea, air, space, and cyberspace is how they will master the human domain. It says that in the PDF slides. It says that in the software papers. Okay? It can perform machine interpretation of commander's intent. Think about that for a minute. You know, that's...
So, in other words, the program makes the decisions, not the real people, so they say. Of course, somebody's running the program, somebody's sitting at the monitor, somebody's making decisions, all right? So, this is not totally mechanized, computerized. There's always somebody running the computer, watching the monitors, making decisions. So, this is what the documents say, but it's obvious, this info.
That's kind of, you know, let me try and put this in perspective.
Yeah, listen, don't hold it against me if I'm just being quiet here. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. This is the deepest that we've ever gone on this subject. So bear, boy, you don't have to worry about us bearing with you. Just bear with us, okay? just keep going. I am all attention.
Okay, I want to get back to the machine interpretation of commander's intent.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like, all right, I pull up to my house, I pull in the driveway, my intent is to go in the house and sit, you know, watch TV. Now, am I going to enter the house by smashing my truck through an exterior wall, or am I going to enter the house by getting a key off my keychain and unlocking the door? I mean, that, to me, I mean, that is a scary aspect. Machine interpretation of commander's intent.
I wonder if that's to eliminate the possibility of any, shall we say, freelancing out there or overriding some orders or something like that.
I don't know. It could be.
Okay.
It could be, but I don't know. I'm not sure. This, like I said before, you know, the system sits on a global information grid, which is a... how can I explain this? It's a flexible, scalable, and a dynamic architecture in order to support multilateral civilian and military operations. This global information grid is going to be an important aspect as we go through this. Okay? Oh, here's another subheading in...
Just listen to the gobbledygook language. This is Orwellian language. They're using... psychoanalytic type language so that nobody really knows. You know, it's jargon that they invent for themselves so nobody can figure out what they're actually up to.
One of the papers, and it was entitled The Process of Sense Making in Complex Human Endeavors. Quote, this approach uses a set of cognitive constructs that translates tacit knowledge to the focal knowing of the objective world, end quote. How are they accomplishing this? They're mapping your mind. That's how they're doing it. And that they are creating these maps with all of the information that's being collected on everyone regarding every aspect of their life. Macrocognition. This is the process the system uses to dissect the human behavioral process. It's cognitive and it's a...
In other words, will you be ready when the stormtroopers knock down your door? Or will you not be ready? Are you going to be submissive or are you going to be a patriot?
Cognitive and adaptive learning function. And I'm sorry, I'm stepping all over myself here.
It's completely okay. Gives me time to catch up.
Okay. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Okay, the macrocognition component of the system, like I mentioned before, is a process of dissecting the human behavioral process.
It's hard to dissect this language without being utterly confused.
Yes, okay. Its cognitive and adaptive learning capabilities enables it to predict intent. Now, we're not talking...
Oh, thought crimes. Predicting intent. Yeah, thought crimes.
On the military side here, we're talking on either the enemy or civilian side, whichever way you want to look at it. So it can predict intent of an adversary or target, as well as predict a range of potential behaviors of those targets, and does this instantaneously.
Now, once they suspect you of bad intent, will they arrest you? And what would be the charges? Suspicion of bad intent? Or will they simply blow your brains out? Or put you in a concentration camp / death camp?
It doesn't require a bunch of military commanders sitting around a table, you know, going back and forth. Well, how should we handle this? I don't know. I think we should do it this way. The machine's making the system's making the decisions for them. Oh, here's another statement that was made in the paper entitled The Tuesday Presentation to Justify the Rollout of J2. And it says, quote, "For a joint commander to define an instruction set to a civilian or military joint force mission to transform a failing state to an agreed-upon non-failing end state is a problem," end quote. Okay, and this section goes on to say that, you know, rapidly changing dynamics presents a cognitively difficult task for commanders and practitioners. And the system will do that too.
I have to comment here. The video puts swastikas on Obama and his henchmen. They should be putting the Star of David, not swastikas.
This sounds monstrous, frankly. It doesn't even sound cool. It sounds...
It is. I think it is.
Scary.
Or the hammer and sickle.
Nefarious.
It gets worse.
Excellent.
When you look at it. No. I mean, when you look at it as it is not the be-all and the end-all, this is just a sub-layer, a layer on top of a much larger system that's already in place. Okay? J2 can reconfigure its own network topography to optimize communication and data transfers. In one of my other reports, I talked about BBN technologies, use of bandwidth extenders on the cellular and wireless architecture networks. Well,
you have to realize that all of your cell phone conversations can be recorded. And if you are, you know, on their suspect list, they will be recorded and you're being monitored.
This is what they're referring to. An example of this might look like, you know, you're driving down the road, all of a sudden you lost cell phone service in a particular area or for a particular time, when in actuality, your bandwidth has been reallocated to the system. Because everything, absolutely everything, communications, everything else is tied into that global information grid.
So they can take over your phone or shut it down remotely?
All right. Another command and control problem that these concept papers, they're not even concept papers because the software is being used now. Okay. Another command and control problem this system is designed to handle is the fact that the enemy has always been able to adapt to a rapidly changing environment to hide itself from exposure. In order to combat this problem, okay, the kill chain had to be compressed from hours to seconds. The system removes the administrative delay in the kill chain. It has no moral compass, no empathy, or regrets.
Wow.
Okay.
No empathy or regrets.
No.
Does this sound like science fiction? It's real, folks.
It's a computer program. I don't think they bothered to program that in.
It's just like your gun. It doesn't care.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
It depends who's putting the directives in it. And it's intended to achieve dominance of cyberspace, cyber power, and cyber strategy, This capability will continue to evolve, even though key technical, social, and information trends begin to stabilize.
In other words, the Jew World Order is taking over through computers.
Okay. It'll capitalize on social engineering for offensive military and civilian operations. In other words, this is a technical approach to the tactics employed in Nazi Germany by the Stasi, the Brown Shirts, and the SS.
Why don't you cite the KGB? 66 million people executed by the KGB and their Jewish cohorts. They always bring up the Nazis, and they never bring up the real evil ones.
This is just a technological version of those social engineering tactics they use then. It's it has a sophisticated decision support system for crowd control. And with the growing civil...
I suppose the Nazis did 9/11 too.
Unrest not only here in America, but around the world, this is going to be an integral aspect of J2's deployment on the civilian population.
Okay.
Now, keep in... well, let me just say...
Now, they haven't even talked about face recognition and scanning your, the back of your hand at the checkout. But the face recognition technology is everywhere now. And if you get an implant in the back of your hand, they can track you anywhere, anytime.
It is, and then, move on to another section here. The hardware that this system's running on isn't your run-of-the-mill supercomputer, right?
Your run-of-the-mill supercomputer.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's not a Cray. It's nothing like that. It's going to be running thousands of processors on a single chip. This is, without a doubt, the direction these command and control systems are moving towards. You just can't process the vast amounts of data being collected using conventional linear computing technology. You get to a diminishing point of return at some stage of the game here with these data dumps.
The video shows Hitler, Stalin,
this
and Obama.
Now, can you hold your
at least these last two are accurate.
While I pop in and out?
Sure.
It seems to me, DJ, that this is why, while people are going, now, why would Obama or whomever is pulling his chain? Why would they fire all these highly competent military officers? Why are they firing these people who said they won't fire on U.S. citizens? Why are they? Because we don't need them anymore. Because somebody who's completely okay with that is going to make use of this computer apparatus to do the dirty work that they want to do, that these people who have been fired would not do.
I think you're exactly right.
Carry on, my dear.
Well, this you're going to find interesting. It develops virtual models based on repetitive types of crimes that can predict future crimes that have not yet been committed by either individuals or groups in the COA or the civilian operation area, and then execute a course of action, a preemptive course of action. This is Minority Report's pre-crime technology. Okay. We can sum up the
profiling
system this way. I guess it's a self-organizing, vision-capable, expectation-capable, recognition-capable, situationally aware, emotional, intelligent, goal-oriented system. The system thinks, plans, and executes. Remember, emotional behavior, physical behavior, activity behavior. Outside of the norm, identifies targets.
We're going to have to become like Zen / underground warrior priests and priestesses, it sounds like. Talk about steady your mind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Steady your emotions. And above
this
all,
this is war. This is race war by the Jews.
Don't be afraid of this operation from either standpoint, the military standpoint or the system standpoint. When you're in a state of fear or you're in a state of anger, you do not make good decisions. And the system's predicated on that.
And the system is predicated on that. I got to tell you something. I've had some pretty interesting conversations over the years, but I'm about to award this one the proverbial cake. I think this one takes the cake. Even if everything you said was wrong.
Make that a German chocolate cake with coconuts and strawberries. Thank you.
And I don't think it is, by the way. It's still just so complex, so diabolical, so screwed up in this beautifully engineered way that you really have to kind of step back and admire it. It's like, wow, that is extraordinarily monstrous.
Oh, yes, it is.
But I'll tell you, this makes too much sense. It makes entirely too much sense. And I have to tell you that this is one of those deals where I can't say, oh, I should have seen that coming. I didn't see it coming. The only thing that I felt.
Well, we here at White Alliance have seen it coming. Christian Identity Movement has seen it coming. White nationalists have seen it coming because we know what the Jew is capable of.
I had a high confidence about was that, no, we haven't nailed it yet. There have been a lot of smart people come on the program. They are smart. They're very smart. and they have they've given us their opinions. But none of them grabbed me like this one. And that's nothing against them. I'm just saying, that's right. The women are smarter. You know that thing? That song, the old song, the women are smarter?
No. Nobody's ever sung that to me.
We may have to play that one. Yeah, listen, I'm just, all I can do is blither and try and be an interesting conversationist at this point, because I got to tell you, you just filled my head with so many possibilities that I'm just trying to keep them at bay without forgetting any of them so I can delve into them in some quiet moments later. And that's not really the best way to conduct a conversation. So I think I'll take the polite path and just say, please just tell us anything else that you want to, because this is amazing.
Well, with respect to GeoInt, okay, with respect to Jade Helm, you know, the key is don't participate, don't display an emotional response. The sensors and the data collection, social network, they're going to be picking up on that data, and they're counting on it, okay? And like I said, it appears that the system responses are
In other words, be like a zombie.
Triggered by negative emotions. Now, with respect to GeoInt, okay, this is a much bigger issue. Okay, you would have to
start practicing your zombie routine in front of the mirror.
Get off the technological grid to the best of your individual ability. And that is much easier said than done. What they've done was, you know, we've been provided with all of this wonderful technology to make our lives more convenient and easier and more interconnected. And what they've turned around and done is they've turned that technology against us. So in order to stop this, which many people may be thinking, well, how do we avoid this? You know, I think the answer is obvious. These huge data repositories, like the one in Bluffdale, Utah, the underground ones they have, the one in Maryland, okay, the Threat Fusion data collection centers, okay, these data storage facilities need to be unplugged, if you get my drift. Okay,
yeah,
the data storage media needs to be erased or rendered unusable because they've already collected so much data. It blows the mind. It really does. data sweepers like the Gwen Towers and these dirt boxes and other data collection hardware needs to be disabled. We got to find some way to disable it, jam it. Because let me put it to you this way, all right? How can I say this? The car won't run if there's no gas in the tank.
Right. You know, what we're talking about here is the R word. Mm. We're talking about a real no kidding rebellion.
Revolution, as in the American Revolution.
This is really quite dangerous stuff.
Part
I have
two.
To tell you, it's exciting.
It's very dangerous.
I mean,
drones. I think the word.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the word you used is diabolical, and that's a very good description. Well, the drones are plugged into the J2 system.
Yeah.
They directly communicate. You know those little operators you see in wherever it is, Nevada or someplace, or Colorado,
yeah,
with operating it? Nah.
So if you see a drone flying overhead, shoot it down.
And these drones now can be plugged directly into J2.
Nice.
Take its orders from there.
So, what do we do? Well, as we have been warning you for many, many years in the Christian identity movement, that the Jews intend to do to America exactly what they did to the Soviet Union in the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. But because we have a Second Amendment and because we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights, they have had to impose martial law. And folks, we have already martial law. They just haven't declared it. It's already martial law. All of these so-called bills, NDAA, everything the Barack Obama administration has done, the draconian legislation to limit our freedom of speech. We can't criticize the Jews. We can't criticize Israel. And people are being killed daily who are fighting the system. We already have martial law. They just haven't declared it. So Jade Helm is going to impose it. And they're probably not going to use the term martial law. But it's already here. When people in Boston, as a result of the Boston Fake-a-thon, have their homes invaded by stormtroopers, looking for guns, going around door to door. They have no right, they have no authority to come to your house without a warrant or even ask you whether you own guns or not. They have no right or authority to do that. The same thing happened during Hurricane Katrina. What do you think Jade Helm is all about? What do you think Jade Helm is all about? It's Hurricane Katrina and the Boston Fake-a-thon on a massive scale. Now, we anticipate, and I have said this many times, that they are going to stage at some point during Jade Helm, which lasts 2 months officially. Of course, they've already been establishing places of operation. And they're probably going to establish checkpoints where you have to stop, perhaps be frisked, and without a warrant. This Jade Helm exercise does this to the American people. You know absolutely that Jew Big Brother has taken over. So it's time to mobilize, and I'm encouraging everybody to start an ambush brigade wherever you may live. Come together with your like-minded, right-minded, patriotic brothers and sisters and prepare to defend yourselves and ambush these stormtroopers because they do not have good intentions. Be prepared to ambush these stormtroopers You have a right to defend yourself. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. Good day.